You're listening to SBS News.
At the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, borders were closed across the globe and migration numbers dropped significantly. Now Australia has reopened to the world. Industry groups have been calling for migration to be ramped up again. Business Council of Australia's CEO Jennifer Westacott told a Sky News Economic Outlook Summit that skilled migration is key to Australia's comeback from COVID. She says there are not enough skilled migrants arriving in Australia to address labour shortages.
This is actually going to be a handbrake to recovery because, you know, whether you're a small business or a restaurant, you're not opening 5 days a week, you're opening three. Everyone is so constrained by this. Companies tell me, I'm not even tendering for this job anymore, Jennifer, because I can't staff it up. So that's something they'll do somewhere else. So we've got to fix that problem.
There's currently a backlog of visa applications to be processed, which business is keen to have addressed so major projects can find workers. But a new report says there's a pool of workers already here in Australia that remains untapped, namely refugee women. The study was led by Flinders University and the University of Adelaide and funded by the Federal Department of Social Services. It found that women from refugee backgrounds have worse outcomes than other groups of migrants, including men. Lead author, Associate Professor Anna Zirch from Flinders, says that the women tended to have low levels of employment.
Those that were employed tended to be in lower skilled, lower paid casual work, so more insecure work, particularly those with professional skills and qualifications, were finding that they were being funneled into some of the lower skilled work. Or unable to find work.
The Associate Professor says there are various reasons why this is the case.
Employers wished people to have local experience and they didn't always have that, or they didn't often have that. Maybe not knowing people or how to find a job. That was an interesting finding both in the quantitative and interview work that we did, is that people didn't necessarily know the way that you find a job in Australia. It's a new way to do it. English language skills were a barrier for some caring responsibilities, so that people had quite limited work hours that they could work in. There was experiences of racism and discrimination.
One such refugee is Bethlehem. She now has a good job, but says it took her 2 years to find an employer willing to take her on. She says learning how to apply for work online or write a resume was one barrier, but having a temporary visa that had to be constantly renewed was the bigger issue.
By the time I apply something, my visa is going to run out nearly like 3 months or 4 months. By the time I'm on a process, when they see my visa is like left 3 months or 2 months, they say, no, we can't accept you because we don't know how long you're going to be stay here. Your visa going to run out soon.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is among a number of groups who have been advocating for barriers like this to be removed and pushing for better employment pathways for adult refugees. Other groups have focused on a much younger cohort. The Public Education Foundation has been awarding scholarships to students from refugee backgrounds in New South Wales this year. One of the winners is Ivana Jabrell, who's in Year 12 in southwestern Sydney and hopes to become a doctor after finishing school. Ivana says the scholarship has taken the financial pressure off her family, with her older sisters now married and her parents unable to work.
I'm very grateful for that scholarship. Like without it, then I will like have less hours on my studies, which means like I would get less than A than I'm getting now. And, that helps me to reduce the pressure that my parents have been through.
CEO David Hetherington says the foundation hopes that these scholarships will give refugee students the means to dream big and eventually make a life for themselves in Australia.
Our flagship refugee scholarship program is called the Friends of Zainab program. And Zainab is a young Afghani woman who came to Australia in the early 2000s and was one of our first scholars. And she's now a pharmacist and has a young family and has been very successful. And she's really kind of archetypal of the journey that we're talking about.
Meanwhile, Anna Zirch hopes that authorities take notice of the findings of the study of refugee women's employment. She says one of the report's major recommendations is for a national strategy.
We need to have a gender-aware or a gender-informed refugee employment strategy, and likewise the service providers who are charged with assisting women, refugee women into work, that they have that gender lens over the work that they do. And obviously also more generally for working with people from refugee backgrounds, having trauma-informed organisations who know how to be culturally safe and work with many of the additional challenges that people might have coming from a refugee background coming into the workforce.
Newly appointed Immigration Minister Andrew Giles appears to be already at work on these issues. He has said the new government is trying to address the short-term crisis of a backlog of visa applications for skilled migrants, as well as longer-term issues around employment and skills.
But I'm obviously looking very carefully in the first instance to what can be done here and now, because I think what business wants and what visa applicants wants is quicker processing times today, as well as looking over the horizon to that considered vision, which will link in the Jobs and Skills Summit, the full employment white paper, and of course the budget.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.